This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by James Wesley Rawls, and he's going to go over with you, among other things, he's going to tell you how to securely transmit information. We've got some things that we're going to show you here, ordinary things that you can get, nothing very special, but he's going to explain it to people who technically are maybe not into this. You know, it's very simple stuff. SD cards and thumb drives, that type of thing, a way to communicate securely. We have an example of a guy in Denmark who's now going to be charged, first time that they've charged anybody in 46 years for blasphemy. And again, that's it's amazing that Denmark would have that kind of law on the books. But still, this is also a case. They're coming after him because he burned a Quran as a matter of free speech. And he did this over a year ago. And so, as I pointed out before, if you don't do the kinds of things we're going to be talking about with James Wesley Rawls, you are creating an audit trail for them to come after you in the future for future crimes. Or when they decide that something that's been on the books like they did in Denmark and not used for a very long time, they're now going to start persecuting that. And I say persecuting deliberately. I know it's a prosecution, but it is a persecution, folks. I was just talking before we went to break about these Christians in Michigan who lost their battle against a mega mosque. Now, this is an area that was zoned residential. And who were the residents? These were people, 50,000 people living in this area, Chaldean and Assyrian Christians who moved to this area of Michigan to escape Islamic persecution. And I talked about one of the people who was head of the group who spoke there briefly. The mayor was cutting everybody off when they would get up and talk. They had about 200 people show up to the city council. They said it didn't matter that Donald Trump's president or Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general, they lost, the Muslims won. Every time they would get up, they said the mayor would shut them down as soon as they started talking about how they had been persecuted, where they came from. They did not want to see this coming into this area. So it was a concern not only about the zoning issues, but it was also something that they did not want to have set up there. Like if it was a Jewish community and they had a Ku Klux Klan headquarters that was going to be built right smack dab in their community. That's the way these people feel because, as I pointed out, her great-grandfather was crucified by the Muslims because he refused to take off a gold chain. And I think there's a lesson in that we need to understand what the word martyr means. That was a Greek word that simply meant witness. The first martyrs were people who were Christian witnesses, who had been eyewitnesses to what had happened with Jesus Christ and with the apostles and others. And they refused, under pain of death by the Romans, to recant what they knew. They would not deny what they believed. Muslims took that. And they said, well, we're going to call people who were suicide murderers, suicide bombers, who kill other people, not who die because they will not renounce their faith, but people who kill and then get killed because people they can't get people to acquiesce to their faith. You understand the difference? You understand how they twisted that? How they perverted that? That's what they mean when they say martyr. And so they take the language just like liberals. I mean, they got a lot of things in common. The Democrats truly are a cult of death. I mean, when we look at this and we say, how could the party that panders to the LGBT crowd, panders to women and so forth, and says, that's how they are carving out their demographic, all these different groups. These groups are oppressed in Islamic countries far worse than they are anywhere else in the world, and yet they also make Islam part of their groups. Do you see that fundamental problem there, that cognitive dissonance? Well, they don't. And actually, there's a good reason because they're both a cult of death. The Democrats worship abortion. They say, let's be proud of it. Let's put this out there. And, of course, so do the Muslims. Stay with us. We'll be right back with James Wesley Rawls.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in studio. Joining us is James Wesley Rawls. Now, he is an American novelist, he's a blogger, and he's well known for his Patriots novel series. And this is actually one that I've listened to with my family on audiobook. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great dramatic narrative, but in it, I thought he did something that was very interesting. He did a couple of different novels. One of the novels was about a group of people when everything collapses in society, and I forget what the scenario is. You know, basically, folks, there's a lot of different scenarios that can collapse a society that is as complex as ours. But in the first novel, what he has is a bunch of people who said, you know, something like this might happen someday. Let's get a group of us together who know each other, have complementary skills. Let's make some preparation for this and a place where we can go to that is away from the cities and so forth. And so that first book talks about what they go through. Very interesting, because it, as part of this narrative story, you see the preparations that they make and so forth. And then he did another book that was about people who had not made any preparations at all. It all hit the fan, and they've been the kind of people who listen to Stephen Colbert and laugh at anybody. You know, the old Aesop's Fables story about the ant and the fiddler grasshopper. The grasshopper didn't prepare, and the ant was always preparing. So these are the fiddler grasshopper's novel, and these are people who are having to scrounge around, try to survive on their own. So very interesting series. He's also the founder and senior editor of survivalblog.com, which we just had up on the screen there just a moment ago. He's done that for the past 10 years. He's covered survival and preparedness topics from a constitutionalist Christian libertarian perspective. And he now has a new novel, which I haven't heard yet or read, Land of Promise, the first book in the Counter-Caliphate Chronicles. This novel, set two decades in the future, describes the establishment of a Christian nation of refuge. So we'll have to take a look at that as well. The other books that I have read are very informative. Now, he's here today, we understand, because he wants to talk to people about how to securely transmit messages. And, of course, this is a big deal. As I mentioned, the Danish situation earlier, the guy, for something that he put up on Facebook a year and a half ago, he's now being prosecuted under a 46-year-old law. So you're creating an audit trail where they can create a new crime, and you think that you're going to be protected with ex post facto law? No, no, no. They'll go back. They'll find some way to get you. Now, this was a law that they hadn't enforced for 46 years. It was on the books when he violated it, technically, but they hadn't enforced it against anybody. Now they're going to go back and do that. So you don't want to create an audit trail against yourself. We've got Google launching a robo-tool to flag hate speech. They're going through all the comments. Do you think they're simply going to take down these comments, or are they going to put you in their permanent database? I mean, we're going back to being kids in high school, aren't we? Going to put you down on this. Is going to go on your permanent record. Well, yeah, it does. Yeah, they're taking names. They're making lists, okay? Let's go to James Wesley Rawls without further ado. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Rawls.
Thank you for having me on, David. I think your point is excellent in that what is legal today may be illegal tomorrow. And it's wise and it is prudent for people to be very circumspect in their communications. If you're going to send a letter to the editor, there's really no need to sign your own name to it in most circumstances. Just drop it in the mail and let it be on its merry way. Now, there's a lot of situations where people need to communicate with each other, or they need to communicate with journalists or investigative journalists. You look at what's going on, the news that just hit today from Mr. O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Obviously, information like that needs to be transmitted in a way that the originator of that message, of that information, cannot be identified.
Absolutely.
And in the intelligence community, we refer to that as tradecraft. And there have been a lot of different things well-publicized over the years in both nonfiction and fiction about espionage that go into elaborate detail about how to do a dead drop or how to do a live drop, or what it's also known as a brush pass. So I really won't go into details on that here. If you're viewers and listeners, just do a web search on dead drop and live drop and brush pass. They should be able to find all that information. That's basically the exterior logistics of how to get information from one person to another if it's in tangible form, whether it's a written document. In the old days, they used microfilm. Nowadays, they often use either a USB stick or an SD card, or more recently, a micro SD card. And what most people don't realize is the volume of information that can be held on a micro SD card. It's really a huge volume of information, even on a really older generation, like a 64 megabyte SD card. You can have a tremendous amount of information. Now, a micro SD card, which is the smaller one that you're looking at there next to the SD card, it only measures 15 millimeters by 11 millimeters by 1 millimeter. It's about the size of your fingernail, and it only weighs half a gram. But on even the oldest generation SD card, micro SD card, that 64 megabytes is enough to hold thousands of pages of documents.
That's right. I'm showing a picture of that right now, and you can take that little tiny one and you can stick it into an adapter, which is the size of a standard SD card. You know, it's interesting. Let me interject here for just a moment here, Mr. Rawls, because we just had Donald Trump talking to the media, and he says, hey, they're listening to everything that everybody is saying. If you got something important to say, write it on a piece of paper and hand deliver it with a courier. And so he's talking about that in a very casual way. And, of course, he's not going to be sending massive amounts of documents to somebody. But you're talking about something here where if you've got video or you've got audio, something like that that's recorded, or you've got a lot of documents that you need to get to somebody, you have massive amounts of storage on these teeny tiny cards here, these micro SD cards.
Now, like an older generation 64 megabyte micro SD card can hold 42,368 pages of text. Or if it was in the less efficient format of a Microsoft Word file, you could hold 662 pages of a Microsoft Word file.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compress the file, you can have even higher numbers than those. And as you mentioned a moment ago, if you want to send something that's more voluminous, something like an audio clip or a video clip, you can. It's a little more expensive, but you can bump up to the gigabyte size micro SD card, and you could have, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of video on that teeny tiny little piece of media. Now, a 64 megabyte micro SD card, right now you can buy for less than a dollar if you buy them in bulk. So people have no excuse to not go out and buy at least a handful of these to keep on hand. You never know when circumstances are going to change. You never know when you may be forced into an underground situation or where you might be traveling overseas where you're being monitored by foreign governments.
And that's very important because when you go, let's before you get to monitoring other people, talk about a situation where you were just talking about some terms. So, hey, you can look those up now. If you're getting into a situation where there is a scenario where the internet has been taken down deliberately or because we've had some kind of a systematic crash, and people want to have key information like they would find in an encyclopedia, this is the way you would do that. You could store articles. You could store vast amounts of articles from WikiLeaks. You could also store how-to videos for yourself and for other people that be related to medical procedures or how to grow food, that type of thing. Creating your own reference library in a very cheap, very small, very reliable, solid state. It's not going to be something that's like a disk drive that's going to be susceptible to crashing in a short life like that. But you could archive this kind of information that you might need at some point in the future, as well as if you had something that you wanted to archive that was very important from a whistleblower standpoint, where you saw a video and it was on your phone, that could be removed from your phone. Put it with this, save it with that, or send it to someone if it's on a micro SD card.
Right. And if you look back at history from the 20th century, look at what was going on in occupied Europe during World War II. And in those days, people were mimeographing newsletters to spread information from mm-hmm. person to person. Well, in the modern context, you could just burn copies onto micro SD cards and hand them out to people. And since they're so small, you can literally hide them in your hair.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so small that you could very easily distribute these very widely without being noticed. So it has a lot of advantages. Again, I'm not here to sell anything. You can buy these on eBay. You can buy 100 of them for $95 right now, postage paid.
Wow.
And I recommend that people do that.
And it's only going to go down in cost and go up in capacity. That's what we've seen that's going to be happening rapidly. So that is a very important strategy for people to archive stuff, to be able to pass information along securely, and to not have the government, which is constantly going through your phone. People don't realize just how easy it is for the NSA and other agencies to go through everything that is in your phone.
Absolutely. I guess I should back up a little bit and just emphasize the importance to your listeners that even if you have an encryption program on your laptop and you're using what's called secure email, it really isn't. Because if a government agency really wants to break encryption,
that's right,
they can use what's called a brute force attack, and they can just throw a supercomputer at your files.
That's exactly what William Binney said. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with James Wesley Rawls, but that's exactly what William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, said. And I asked him, I said, what kind of encryption? Well, he says, it doesn't really matter if we want to get something that you've got.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to James Wesley Rawls. He's been on the Alex Jones Show many times. He's a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. Of course, he's also now an American novelist and a survival blog that he has, survivalblog.com. What a great name if you want to have a survival blog, survivalblog.com. And, of course, he has tips for survival. What he's been giving us in the last segment was tips on how to securely pass information to people as a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. Also, the capability and the devices that are now very cheap, very affordable to use. And, of course, he's not selling anything. We're not selling anything. We're just trying to educate you about the things that you might want to think about. What if you can't get to online manuals to figure out how to do vital things? Or what if you need to pass information, like we just saw somebody at CNN passing a lot of audio information that they'd collected at CNN as a whistleblower. They passed that on to Project Veritas. Donald Trump called him up and said, hey, this is fantastic stuff. I'm sure he's going to enjoy going through that. Actually, I would imagine that Donald Trump might be a part of that crowdsourcing. they put this out there and they said, we got 200 hours worth of stuff that somebody gave us going back to 2009 at CNN. And we need help crowdsourcing to cross-reference this, to connect the dots and so forth. I bet Donald Trump might be interested in doing that, too, especially if he gave them a call. So that's the sort of thing, though, that sometimes you need to act as a whistleblower. Sometimes you need to make sure that you're not going to have things that are on your phone. There is nothing, as we were going to break, we pointed out, there is absolutely nothing on your phone that can't be accessed, nothing that is encoded that can't be decoded by the NSA, by other government agencies. So I want to go back to Mr. Rawls now and say, go ahead. You were telling us about how to pass information securely, and we're also going to talk about counterintelligence and the recent White House leaks as well. But let's finish up with what you had to say. Sure. About passing information.
Well, David, the other thing I wanted to emphasize is the importance of having multiple platforms and dedicated platforms for different tasks. I think everyone who's in the Patriot movement should own three different laptops. And nowadays you can buy used laptops for as little as $30 or $40 for one that has an operating system and a copy of Microsoft Word and a web browser on it. So there's really no excuse not to go ahead and buy some spare laptops, and you need to dedicate them and even mark them so that you have kind of your public persona, which is what most people are engaged in on a day-to-day basis, just for social contacts and that sort of thing. They should have a separate laptop with a wireless connection that's dedicated just to research and specifically researching any topics that are controversial. And that laptop would not have your name associated with it, and you would only use that laptop for that sort of research, and you would not do it from home. You would only do that research over the internet from open wireless connections at, say, a local public library or whatever. In fact, better yet, if you travel away from your hometown, so you don't even have your locale specified.
That's very wise. And also, don't make, I don't want to add, don't have any kind of wireless connection between those two either.
Right. Well, yes.
Pass the information back and forth with one of these SD cards or something.
Right. That wireless laptop would only be used away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You would never fire it up at home for fear of it being associated with your other computers.
Right.
And that is what I refer to as a war driving laptop. And if you're going to research something unusual or something that might be controversial, you know, say you're Chinese and you want to research Falun Gong, for example, or say you're a gun enthusiast and you're looking forward to the Hearing Protection Act being passed, and you're looking forward to the possibility of building your own sound suppressors for your guns.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend you do that kind of research from a dedicated war driving laptop that is in no way associated with your name.
You could even refer to it as a burner laptop, like a burner phone.
Exactly.
Or something like that, yeah.
And at $30 or $40 plus shipping, they really can be a burner. It's something mm-hmm. that you could use, do your research, copy some files from it, and then discard it if you think that it's been tainted in any way based on the nature of the research that you've been doing with it. And you just simply buy another one. Now, your third laptop should be your completely offline laptop. And what I use for that is I've got a Panasonic Toughbook. It's an older generation laptop. It's running an old operating system. It's using.
Hang on, Mr. Rawls. We've got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. We've got a hard break we can't avoid, and we're going to talk about, we're going to finish up with that thought, and we're going to talk about counterintelligence and the White House leaks at Donald Trump's White House. We'll be right back with James Wesley Rawls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and yes, Admiral has changed the lock on our front door, and they've told us they're going to boycott our ads. So we had a 13-hour broadcast yesterday to raise money because we're not going to just move it on over. We're not going to go away. We're here to stay, and we're here to stay with your help. We try to produce the very best products that we can at the very best prices, and it's a win-win situation when we sell these to you. We're capitalists. We're proud of it. And so we want to fund our operation. We try to do it as independently as we could, try to get away from sponsors that we could have boycotts organized against us, because we don't avoid the controversial issues. We don't avoid taking a stand. and we don't avoid talking about the things that the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear because the government doesn't want you to hear that. So we tried to do this independently, but now they're coming after our ads, and it was a major hit for us, one of the largest online advertising platforms, AdRoll. Move this off, and it's going to, last year we had a little bit over 3 million, I believe is what Alex said, in terms of ad revenue from this, and so now that just vaporized overnight. So in response to that, we had a 13-hour broadcast yesterday. We have now put up specials at our non-political store, InfoWarsStore.com, where we used to have ads served that were non-political that showed these supplements that were now taken down. We have now extended some sale prices to you to try to get an influx of cash here. This is Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 33% off stock price. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, 25% off. Also, Caveman, the new paleo formulation at InfoWars Life, that is 33% off. And again, when you go back, if you understand what the paleo diet is, getting rid of wheat and other carbohydrates like that, going back to some fundamental nutrients, Caveman has things like bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, 7 total primal superfoods, and a great tasting formula. It tastes like chocolate milk. It's really good. You can make a great smoothie out of that. It's a super way to get nutrients that are vital for your health, even if you're not on something like the paleo diet. But again, you can find that at 33% off as part of our special. We also have lithographs from Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. Actually, they're not from them. They're of them. The Ronald Reagan lithograph that you've seen, Ronald Reagan in the cowboy hat. There it is, that iconic lithograph. And the artist who did that for the RNC did one of Donald Trump for us. And those are, either one of those are available for $19.95. Also, if you get a 3-month InfoWars Select storable food supply, you get a free Alexa Pure. So there's a lot of specials there that we put up to help you. Things that you, I think, may need, things that you can certainly use, and ways to stand with us and to fund our operation in the face of this opposition that we get on a daily basis. Now, we've been talking to James Wesley Rawls. He's a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. He's been giving us some very important information to think about in terms of passing information along, archiving information along, some very, very cheap devices that you may not be aware of that we've shown you here on the desk that we don't sell. He's not selling them. We're just trying to help you. He does have a blog, survivalblog.com, where you can get information like this. And as we were going to break, he was talking to us about how you should isolate yourself from the prying eyes and the people who are going to set up a dossier on you in terms of trying to infer that maybe there's something criminal in your intentions when you look up silencers, for example. I mean, there's a law that's been introduced to allow us to have silencers. I think that's a great idea. We don't need to go deaf just because we want to learn how to shoot a gun. And but if you look that up now, maybe that's going to get the BATF interested in you or somebody else along the line. They're going to know, oh, this is a gun owner. How many guns does he have? Let's take a look, so forth. So that's the world that we live in, folks. It's not paranoid. It's realistic. You need to understand that. You need to understand that they're looking at everything that you do online. And so in light of that, just repeat real quickly, Mr. Rawls, what you were saying in terms of having 3 different laptops that compartmentalize what you're doing.
Sure. As I mentioned before, you should have 3 laptops. One is your absolutely vanilla milquetoast laptop that you will use just for your social contacts. The second one should be a dedicated war driving laptop for doing online research away from your home through open internet wireless connections for doing research. And that one would not have your name associated with in any way. And then a third laptop, which would be your at-home, offline, air-gapped laptop that is not connected to the internet whatsoever. In fact, you never connect that one to the internet. I mentioned using a Panasonic Toughbook. I like those. Not only are they absolutely bomb-proof, you can throw them off the roof of a house and they're fine. You can operate them with the screen open in a driving rainstorm and they're sealed tight, they're fine. But the other great advantage of that laptop is, like a lot of the very early laptops, it has a mechanical switch in the front for turning on and off the wireless connection.
Hmm.
I have mine turned off, and I've never turned that particular one on. In fact, I even have the switch for it taped in the off position.
That's good. That's a good idea. Just like taping the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that offline computer is the one that should be used for any clandestine communications that you have. Say you're going to be writing some manifesto on whatever. You'd compose it on that, and then you would only transfer files from that in a semi-tangible form, which would be on a USB stick or, as we mentioned earlier, a micro SD card.
Mm-hmm.
You're using what we in the intelligence community refer to as the air gap rule, which is you have any classified information on dedicated computers that are completely air-gapped, not connected with any network. And by following the air-gap rule, if you don't have any cabled connection or wireless connection to another computer, you can operate clandestinely with a pretty high assurance that it won't be intercepted. Now, if you're absolutely paranoid, what you should do is run that laptop through a power cube and then plug that power cube into a UPS, and then plug that UPS into your wall outlet. And that way, you're using isolated power so that the emanations from your computer can't be backtraced. It's been widely publicized that there were some espionage cases in Europe starting in the 1980s, where emanations from computers that trickle their way back through power lines were actually being sniffed and information was being retrieved by intelligence agencies.
Oh, absolutely. When I worked as an engineer, we had a Tempesting program, and that was basically trying to isolate computers so that they could not eavesdrop on the keys that were being pressed on a computer. Because that was very much a real thing, even 30 years ago. So 30 plus years ago, almost 40 years ago.
And even when I was in military intelligence in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, and up until about the year 2000, I resigned right when Bill Clinton was sworn into office.
Good move.
Even back then, we had what were called red-black switches. And I can't go into the details of that because that's actually classified. But if you want to do some really arcane research, do a research on red-black switch.
Hmm.
It's a very interesting way of isolating power from communication systems and from computing systems.
And let me say, as we're having this conversation about how you can keep yourself secure, we should not have to apologize for the desire to be private. That should be a right that is protected by our government. But our government has made it their business to violate that privacy in every single way. And the government has made it their business to set up pre-crime analysis. So they might look at particular things that are completely innocuous in your life and make inferences from that to identify you as a dangerous person. And that could have lethal results in the future. So that is something that everybody should consider, even if they are not doing anything that they would think is edgy or dangerous or politically oppositional or whatever. You never know what the government is going to decide falls into that category in the future. And of course, they're looking and cataloging everything that you're doing right now. You've got about another...
I just want to underscore that and say we have a constitutional right to privacy under the Fourth Amendment. And we should exercise that right, just like we exercise our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights. We need to exercise our Fourth Amendment rights, and part of that is privacy. Of that privacy is privacy in our communications. Now, I mentioned with an SD card, a micro SD card, you can very, very easily send those through the mail, and they cannot be scanned. The contents of them cannot be scanned through the mail. That's not something you can do inductively. You can't have an inductive connection to. You have to break the seal on the envelope. So if you use just classic flaps and seal security of, say, you tape a micro SD card onto a sheet of paper, you put it in a regular envelope, and then you just use clear packing tape over the seals on the envelope, that's actually a very difficult seal to break and reform without it being noticed.
Yes, yes, very good.
And just keep in mind, though, that by law, every piece of U.S. mail is scanned front and back, and that goes into a database. So the return address, not just the address of the recipient, but your return address is also being scanned. So it's good tradecraft to always use the addressee's address in the addressee block and in the return address block. And that is perfectly legal here in the United States to put the addressee's address in the return address area of the envelope as well.
Good advice. That's called a mail cover, and that's something that's been around for a very long time before they went open with the NSA, before they created the surveillance grid we call the Internet.
That's right. Yeah. Well, David, before 9/11, that required a court order. Now it is SOP on every piece of mail in the United States, and the courts have ruled that there is, quote, no reasonable expectation of privacy, unquote, for the exterior of an envelope or, say, a postcard. So pay attention to that as well. And if it's something really, really important and controversial, you probably ought to wait till you're traveling to drop that in the mail, because in addition to the return address, one of the things that's being scanned is the postmark of where that piece of mail is being sent. Mm-hmm. And for someone like me who lives in a remote area, that really throws down.
That's your address right there.
Might be.
That's it. Just real quickly, I know that you've got to go, but you wanted to talk about White House leaks. Give us your opinion about what's going on here. Certainly we've seen a lot of leaks. Donald Trump himself set up a situation where he said he did his own investigation. He's not a naive fool about this. He talked about, if you got anything important, put it on a piece of paper, send it by courier. He even did his own test to see who was leaking, and he said, hey, it's the intelligence people that I had this meeting with. I didn't tell anybody but them. And as soon as the meeting was over, it leaked out that we had a meeting.
Right. There's a classic technique, which is in counterintelligence circles, which is you create different versions of a document, you number those, you keep track of who got which copy of the document, and you just alter one little figure, you know, like the say the document mentions, you know, 89.5 million metric tons of shipping, right? And it's just some little figure that's included there. Well, you make that figure ever so slightly in each of the versions of the document. You keep track of who on the staff that you think has been compromised got each copy of those document. And then when that figure is revealed publicly or ends up in the hands of a foreign hostile intelligence organization, that number gets back to you, then you know exactly who the leaker was.
Very interesting, yeah. Very, very simple techniques. And again, we were talking to James Wesley Rawls, a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. You can find more information about how to protect yourself and how to use your privacy. You know what? Those are rights that we have. They're not granted to us by the government. They are rights. The First Amendment is a prohibition, and all these amendments are prohibitions against the government taking away our God-given rights. And so you need to freely exercise those rights and not let the government take them away from you. And you can actively do that. He's got techniques. That's what we've been talking about in this interview. You can find more information at survivalblog.com. Thank you so much for joining us, James Wesley Rawls.
Thank you for having me on, David, and God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I want to talk real quickly before we get to the break, and we've just got a couple of minutes left here, and we'll cover it after we come back here. But there's been a couple of interesting things I think are interesting metrics about Donald Trump in his first month. And we all talk about, well, the first month, so forth and so on. Well, there's been an extreme slowdown in regulations in Trump's first month, reports The Hill. They say they've issued an average of 153 pages in rules in the Federal Register each day since the inauguration. I'm not happy about that number, by the way, folks. That ought to be way down. As we talked about earlier with Bruce Fein, it ought to be the Congress that is making the rules, not a bureaucracy. They've abdicated this. That's a big part of what's wrong with our government. But they say that's a steep 72% decline from the average of 542 pages that Obama was doing in his final 2 months. And, of course, he was pushing to get a lot of new rules in that they would then have to undo. And interestingly enough, if you go on with the article, you find out that a lot of those 153 pages that have been issued by the Trump administration are regulations that have been done to counter those other regulations. So Obama put in a flurry of regulations throughout his entire administration, but then really poured it on in the last couple of days. And so since the inauguration, when Trump's chief of staff, Priebus, issued a regulatory moratorium, federal agencies have issued only 3,362 pages. Much of that space, here's the important part, much of that space has been dedicated to delaying or to removing existing regulations. So, and it's a regulation of the bureaucracy. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's like the Bill of Rights. When we regulate and constrict the government that is overstepping its boundaries. So that's a positive thing. Also positive. Antiwar.com, and I reported on this last night. The CIA arms for Syrian rebels have been frozen amid infighting. And let's understand that the Syrian rebels, when we're talking about these quote-unquote moderate Syrian rebels, we're talking about ISIS folks. We're talking about people like al-Nusra, okay, the people who posed as moderate rebels, who were the surrogates for the CIA, and who the surrogates, the CIA has been smuggling arms to these people. That has now been frozen since earlier this month. Now, it remains to be seen whether that's going to continue. We've had Michael Flynn removed, and I'm very concerned. I talked about this at length last night. We talked about Steve Bannon and the fact that the press was pushing Sean Spicer, press secretary for Donald Trump. They're pushing him, saying, well, can't you get can't McMaster take out Steve Bannon from the National Security Council? Well, yeah, said Sean Spicer. That's his prerogative. He could do that if he wishes. We don't know yet about McMaster. What we did know about Flynn and what we liked about Flynn and what was reported by Pulitzer Prize-winning investigator Seymour Hersh was that Flynn was openly talking about how the CIA was arming these moderate rebels, ISIS, really, folks. Let's just be plain about it. They were doing that. They were creating war throughout the Middle East. All these people who are complaining about the refugees, why wouldn't they stop the bombing of them? Why wouldn't they stop the starvation, the sanctions, the murder that was being conducted by the Obama administration, rather than just saying the only solution to this is just to bring them in, continue the wars, and bring in the refugees into America so we can import their wars? That's not a solution. Hopefully, we are going to see the Trump administration continue to freeze these arms that the CIA has been giving to ISIS.
Return. Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
We're Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, I want to talk about what's happening with the visit to Mexico, what's happening at the border. Of course, we talked about Paul Ryan finally taking an interest in the border, riding his horse to the border. We'll talk not about that, but we're going to talk about the reactions in Mexico, also about Dreamers, sanctuary cities, gang members, and we're also going to talk about the bathroom wars. If we've got time, we're going to try to squeeze a lot of stuff here in this last couple of minutes and probably the beginning of the next hour, the first 5 minutes. But real quickly, I want to remind you, we had a 13-hour Defending Liberty broadcast live for 13 hours yesterday. You can now still take advantage of those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 33% off stock. Supermail Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Caveman, our new product, our new paleo formulation, you can get that at 33% off. And again, it has things like bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, 7 total primal superfoods, and a single great-tasting formula. And I do take, we sell a liquid turmeric root, and it's a very important thing. There's been a lot of studies showing how that helps you to fight disease. They do these type of epidemiological studies. And so I take that, and it's a very good thing. But this is in a great-tasting formulation. When you take straight turmeric root extract, it's pretty strong-tasting. This, when you put it together, it's like a chocolate milkshake. You can make a great-tasting smoothie, and it's got other things like bone broth in it as well. So that's Caveman, 33% off. And then these lithographs that we have of President Reagan and President Trump. We've had 2,500 only printed of Donald Trump. That's a new one. And, of course, the one you're seeing right there on the screen was Ronald Reagan. That was the first one that was done with 700 of those, and then 2,500 of the new Donald Trump lithographs. These are very detailed, printed on UV-resistant premium bond paper, cream-colored, clay-coated, very high resolution. As you see there, they're zooming in on that. If you're looking at the broadcast, you can see the detail on that portrait. Really nice, and those are $19.95 while supplies last. We've only had a limited number of those printed. Let's talk about, we just talked about the change in the moratorium on regulations, the moratorium on arming ISIS. Isn't it insane that we even have to say that? But, of course, there's now a moratorium on regulating which bathrooms we go into. Now, this is a fight, evidently, that happened. We had the Trump administration say, we're going to not dictate how bathrooms are going to be managed from the federal government level. That's the absurd level that we go to, that we would have somebody like Barack Obama try to mandate that and go back and discover in a 42-year-old law that he somehow has something that he can use against people, something that was done in 1972, a 45-year-old law, Title IX. We're going to say that now you have created a hostile environment for these students, and we're going to mandate this, or we're going to remove the money that we've now gotten you addicted to. There's a very important lesson in that on a number of levels. As they're talking about this universal basic income, think about how dependent and how quickly dependent you can become on the government. It's one of the reasons why I never warmed up to the flat tax, the fair tax. Okay, sorry, not the flat tax, the fair tax. I thought it was a good idea to have a consumption tax instead of an income tax. It simplified accounting and reporting for businesses and so forth. It gave us anonymity as consumers and as taxpayers or whatever, but I did not like the prebate because to me it looked like they were setting us up for dependency, and they were. And now they're openly talking about how they're going to try to pacify us and control us once they hand our jobs over to the robots. I talk about that as being universal basic income. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about this fight in the Trump administration. The good guys won. Donald Trump won. Jeff Sessions won. Jeff Sessions is on the same page. I never believed that Betsy DeVos was on the same page as Donald Trump, and this fight shows it. I'm going to tell you what she came out with today. I said last night to the New York Times, maybe we couldn't trust them. Well, she had a statement today. They were right. There was a fight in the White House over this. Stay with us. We'll be right
back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.